Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sometimes mind is void of any contents, what was to be spoken. But then you look at someone or you listen to some recitation and the recitation gives you an idea what to speak on. So this morning the Imam read, وَلِكُلِّ وِجَّةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. There was a big controversy, a big dispute centered around the direction of prayer. Big controversy. So Rasulullah had turned towards the Baytullah in prayer, namaz, and the Jews could not just come to terms with this. They would say, مَا وَلَّهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. What turned them away? They used to be in this direction here, but what turned them away? So the Jews were greatly annoyed at this. Allah Pak tells us in advance, وَلَنْ تَرْضَى أَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. They'll only be pleased if you come onto their way. فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَعًا. That you must be equal to them, then only they'll be happy with you. And this can't happen. I explained this several times now, that there are some differences that cannot be reconciled. Some things can be reconciled, but some things are irreconcilable. Like you take water and you add just 1 teaspoon or half a teaspoon of sewage, so you can't reconcile this. Anybody that is saying in his mind won't want to use that water, won't want to use that water. Right? You can't reconcile this. So just a little bit. What's the difference with a little bit? So we say, you know, this we cannot reconcile. Cannot agree. Now they want that we must follow them, do what they say. As though they are saying that we are the standard and whatever is done against us, contrary to us, is substandard. So don't be substandard, don't be inferior, be like us, you'll be superior. So they have acquired, I won't say acquired, but they have thought of a position for themselves that you conform to this, then you are on standard. And you drop from this, then you substandard, you below standard. So Allah Pak says, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّهَا. This hadith says that these people hate you because of three reasons. Jews, they hate you for three reasons. One is this, that you have been favored with the Jummah. And really Jummah is the accepted day, the preferred day in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. It was given to the previous denominations, but these people used their own discretion and like their mischievous ways, ma lawnuha, ma hiya, what color, why. So their mischievous ways didn't leave them to rest. They were going to keep asking. The straight and forward thing was that this is a command of Allah Ta'ala. Just accept it as it were. We don't need to cross-examine the command of Allah Ta'ala. It's His command. And He is the perfect. In every respect, He is perfect. So His command will be perfect. So there's no need to go and examine and question His command. That was a simple answer for them, but they couldn't take this. The Jews went off and they said, well, Allah Ta'ala finished with the creation on a Friday, and there was nothing to do on Saturday, so Saturday must be the day of prayer. Made it the Sabbath, that became the day of their prayer. So they got left out, they got deprived. Because of their misfortune, they got deprived of this great day. The Christians also used their brains, and they also, like the Jews, because both Christians and Jews are originally brothers. Because if you look at it in original history, it's called Isa ibn Maryama, Ya Bani Israel, Inni Rasulullahi Ilaykum. So, Christianity was for the Bani Israel. Inni Rasulullahi Ilaykum. And who is he addressing? He's addressing the Bani Israel. So as though Christianity and Judaism both are brothers to each other. Right? So they also, the Echip of the old block, same block, the Echip of the same block, thinking the same pervert. And if they cannot think pervert enough, then there is someone to make them pervert. So they also went and asked these type of questions, and then they came to their own conclusion. They said, no, Allah Ta'ala started off with the process of creation on a Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week, so let's start it off with a prayer. So they went also off in the same manner. The Jews went off, the Christians went off. Right? And then in going off, they distorted. Now look at the Quran Sharif, when we start off with Surah Fatiha. Right? All praise be to Allah Ta'ala. Right? Now they start off with a prayer. I know in our childhood they used to call that out in the assembly, right? Now compare the Surah Fatiha against their prayer. Now that's their first prayer in the whole Bible. They say, our Lord who art in heaven, right? That means His rule is only in the heaven. Thy kingdom come, as it be in earth, as it be in heaven, must be in earth also. In other words, His kingdom, His rule hasn't yet manifested in the earth, so it must manifest in the earth like it is manifest in heaven. Then again, the again is ullu kapatta, stupid. They distorted the word. We say, lahu mulku samawati wal ardh. Allah's kingdom is in the heavens and the earth. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. First line in the prayer, they went off class. So when you want to distort, then you don't even realize that your brains can't make up. You can't compensate. You can't bring a substitute. You're going to make an error. Then we ask, the first thing we ask, we say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. See how glorious now. We are introducing Allah Ta'ala. He's the Rabb. The whole thing is under His control. And then we talk about, he's not like a bully boy or something, Ar-Rahman, compassionate, most merciful. So He's brought you around because of His compassion, He didn't need you. But by the same token, He's most compassionate, most loving. Right? But then we also understand that with the love, you need to remain within parameters. Maliki Yawmiddin, He's the master of the day of judgment, don't break parameters. Now why mustn't you break parameters? In other words, to get this plan of love and compassion, there must be a parameter. Otherwise, if there's not going to be parameters, then you can't enjoy this love and compassion. Right? Allah's law is, you mustn't hurt someone. Now, in the frame or in the mind of compassion, if you went and hurt someone, and you said Allah is forgiving, because of His forgiving, it will not stop that person from getting hurt. So remember that there is a day of judgment. I want you to be loving, but remain within parameters so that you don't hurt the next person. So it is from His love that He's saying, Maliki Yawmiddin. If it wasn't that, then you will hurt someone. You'll knock someone, you'll steal someone, you'll cross someone's path, right? So Maliki Yawmiddin. Now look at their prayer, right? Now then the first thing that we ask for, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. We say, that we ask you, we worship you. We ask you only and we worship you only. And now their prayer now, I'm talking about my childhood now, something may not be exactly, right? But what we heard, when the assembly, this was the prayer that used to be read, right? They should tell us at home, mustn't read that, huh? So we won't read, but obviously you hear that thing every day in the morning, first thing to be heard, so it will register in your mind. So then the first thing we ask for is guidance. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Such a comprehensive thing. Allah about guidance. The road to Jannah, the right choices we make in this world, the right words we speak, the right actions, everything must be right. That's guidance. So such a comprehensive. Now compare this against, give us this day our daily bread. Such stupidity. So they fought everything of Allah, food, bed ka masla. Allah bak, hey, you better sort us right our first stomach. Eh? So then the whole kingdom of the whole Western kingdom went onto a circular path. And circular means that there is no hereafter. It's only this world here. Yeah? So work only for this world. Right. So if they only work for this world, it's understandable because the prayer is telling them, give us this day our daily bread. Right. This is how they believe. This is how they think. This is how they reason. And what we are saying, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ and that path of guidance is being elucidated as well. It's being illustrated. How it's illustrated, you'll find that path. How you'll find that path? You'll find a select group of my servants. They'll be select. Favored. Select servants you'll find. So that is the path that is guided. That is the path that you must follow. So that means the select group will remain right till the day of Qiyamah. Because you're saying, Ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim, till the day of Qiyamah, till your last namaz, you're going to read the same thing. Right? So, accordingly, there must be a select group of Allah Ta'ala right till the last. So you must just ask Allah Ta'ala, that select group, just guide me towards them. So easy, so comprehensive, so perfect. You know, you look at it from any dimension, it's too great. The Surah Fatiha is too great. But just that, you know, we don't look at it. It's so great, so magnificent, so dynamic it is. Sirat al-Ladina and Amta alayhim. So you want to go on a journey, right? The journey is leading to Jannat. But you're saying, Allah Bak, you know what? I need some dost also, some satis, you know. Go alone now. Allah Bak, you know, make it more comfortable for me. So Allah Bak says, Sirat al-Ladina and Amta alayhim. You'll have a select group, you're all going together. So you wanted some companion on the road. You don't want to be all alone, going, traveling. Right? You want a group of people. So you feel nice, you feel comfortable, you feel safe and secure. Human limitations. You want some group, right? You don't want to go all alone. So you want a group. But the group of what? Of people that are like-minded. So Sirat al-Ladina anamta alayhim. You got a person that is not like-minded. Hey, the first leg of the journey, everything is spoilt. I tell you, you're traveling. But the person is different, he thinks different. In the first leg of the journey, everything is given up. Now you don't know what to do. Because in the journey, now you can't move away from that person. You can't move away from the person. Where are you in the plane now? This person is performing there. And he's your sati. So how are you going to move away from him? You can't. You're traveling now right through, you have to be with him. So what a difficult situation it is. So you're asking Allah Ta'ala about the right companion, right, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, right through this journey here, until we reach our Jannat, our home. Allah Ta'ala, give us a good company, must be excellent. Now just compare this, I say, you know, وَبِزِدِّي تَتَبَيَّنُ بِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ. When you do a comparison, then you begin to see things in true colors, in right colors. Without comparison, you don't appreciate what is Surah Fatiha. Really, it's too magnificent. But just that we don't look at it properly. Just read it now. We just have to read it. So we read it and end it up. But what's the contents of this dynamic surah? Really, very few of us ever think or take out the time to think about it. It's too dynamic. Too much. Right? In tasawuf, this is also tasawuf, you know. Because in tasawuf, the first leg they talk about is shariat. Right, then tariqat, then haqiqat. Right, so shariat actually will include everything else, but just to make us understand, they just subdivided into shariat, tariqat, and haqiqat. Otherwise, all three are one and the same. Right, shariat generally, when you talk about shariat, then we talk about the outer dimension, right, namaz, roza, zakat, etc., outer things. Right, what obligations that relate to your outer self. Apparent self. all those obligations that you can see visible, it's apparent, right? So you said ihdina sirat al mustaqim, right? Then you say ihdina sirat al mustaqim. So show us the right. Then you said sirat al ladina an'amta alayhim, not just the right, but the favored people. So it must be this favored people, ihdina sirat al mustaqim, sirat al ladina, ihdina sirat al mustaqim, right? You asked for path. Give us the path. Then you asked also the path of the favored. So the path of the favored will be where that path where the outer complements the inner complements the outer. Otherwise, you've got a friend, but outwardly he is all right with you, but behind you he's stabbing you. He's stabbing you in the back. See? Will you call him a friend? So the friend is a friend when outwardly he's also friendly and inwardly he's also friendly. Both ways, you are complimenting, he's cooperating, you compliment, you cooperating. One is complimenting the other. Now you say that the friendship is complete. Ihdina sirat, right? And then you said mustaqim. So you showed shariat, then you showed tariqat. Tariqat refers to those things that refer to the inner self, like mustn't have pride, mustn't have show, ostentation, right? So all these things refer to the tariqat. Although it is part of the shariat, but generally when they categorize it, they categorize it as tariqat. But it is also part of the sharia, because it's the law of Allah Ta'ala. So in that respect, it is part of the sharia, right? Like, I give this example sometimes, you know. The jamaat announcement, one is locally the jamaat, they say, only must talk about the 6 points only, don't talk about anything else. Don't talk about jihad, don't talk about anything else. Don't talk about shaving beard and all that, don't talk anything. Talk about 6 points. But then, when the announcement comes, the announcement says that our success in both worlds is in listening to Allah Ta'ala and the Hadith, the Quran and the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? So this Elan says, must do everything then. This Elan, this announcement is saying, must do everything. Because Allah Baghdad is the wisdom telling you that you have to do everything, be it you have to keep, you have to do jihad, everything you have to do it. Right? So it is just a different way of presenting the thing. Because people's minds are not in that position that they can understand and accept everything. So you just spoke to them at the level they can understand. كَلِّمُ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أُقُولِهِمْ You can see now as people have this level of understanding, you're going to talk at a higher level, they're just going to fly over their heads. So just talk at the level that they can understand and they can digest, right? So shariat, then you talk of tariqat, right? Then you said sirat al-mustaqim. That path that must be absolutely straight, straight, straight. وَلَوْ لَا أَنْ ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا إِذَا لَأَذَقْنَاكَ ضِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَضِعْفَ الْمَمَاتِ Have you not kept you straight? That you would have inclined slightly towards them. You would have inclined. وَلَوْ لَا أَنْ ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا A little bit you would have inclined towards them. So that means Nabi Sam is absolutely perfect. That's what the verse means. That Nabi Sam is absolutely perfect. Therefore, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا The best examples. That he is not inclined towards anything. Otherwise, coming to this world here, you must get inclined. You got wife, children, immediate families, extended families, friends, etc. So you must, there must be some imbalance. Slightly this way, that way. You're going to get a little bit carried away, right? The mother-in-law was having it out with the daughter-in-law, right? So the mother-in-law says to the daughter-in-law, I'm going to report you to my son. So the daughter-in-law is very relaxed and she's saying, well, you can say what you want to say. Tu to khari khari sunayegi, main to pari pari sunaungi. You will say the truth is right. But
I know how to get into his heart. How I will get it? 1-2 tears. I mean, bari bari suna hongi. Who's going to be wait here? Yours or your minds? You will say, well, this is what he said. And I will say, the way I will say him, he will just get drowned in what I say. See, so anybody comes into this world, you will get carried by some tide or the other. Wife, children, immediate friends, extended friends, families, surrounding. You can't say that you're still the same. You must get changed, right? Person goes to America, he must come and speak with the twang, right? Don't you see that? Indian born, Indian, original Indian, but you go to America, then the twang. Ireland, England, speak with another twang. And the twang becomes so interesting that if there's a Molana giving a talk with the twang, then he'll go for the talk. Or a person coming with an Irish or an English or an American accent, the proposal is, hey, see how he talks. He may be kachara, whole bottom to the top, he may be absolutely kachara. But look at the twang, how he's speaking. So the twang will, you get all these stories. Youngsters come here, and they tell, oh, I went for a proposal, they just accepted. Why? Because I spoke with the twang, I spoke. So anybody coming into this planet here, he must get affected. Something small or big, he must get affected. He'll just get wiped off his feet. If not complete, to some extent, by his friends, by his accomplices, people that he talks with, mixes up with, the group or the type of jamaat that he's interacting with, he must get affected. But to remain absolutely straight, absolutely, no, not even in a millimeter this way or that way, that was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. إذا لأذقناك ضعف الحياة وضعف الممات ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا. We wouldn't have been supporting you then. Even that means Nabi Sam is so perfect that he's got divine support because he's absolutely erect. He didn't swerve on one end or the other end. Any fitna came, any problem came, he remained absolutely straight, absolute. Otherwise, you see now, one fitna comes, everybody goes for photography. Just now, 10 years ago, we're out. Now some group is talking about it, so you know, it's not such a serious masala. All right, you know, there's some leeway. So just now you were one track, then now you're on a different track now. You know? So you can get affected with the mahol, with the circumstance, with things around you. You can get affected. You can't remain absolutely straight. That's only the very choice awliya, you know. Very, very choice. They will remain absolutely straight. But otherwise, anybody gets caught in this. This way, that way, we just get caught a little bit. So now the third now is after Shariat, then comes Tariqat. And after Tariqat comes Haqiqat. Now that Haqiqat is, simply put, you get to know the mysteries, right? Is a command of Allah Ta'ala, but you don't understand now why. What's the demographics? Why this, like this? So then you get to know what's happening. Now just to give you an illustration of haqiqat, right? One person asked Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Ya Nabi Allah, make dua for me that I get to know the unseen. Haqiqat, I need to get to know things like the mystery. So Musa alayhi salam told him, no, this is not the right thing for you as yet. See, now, some things are right, but you must be at a certain level for you to be able to manage that. If you're not at that level, then that is not right for you. That's why they say, right, you know, there's an accident, someone passed away, then if the person is weak in faith, then don't talk too much about Tawheed at that time. See, Allah Pak took away this child. Allah Pak took away. Because if the person's, his taluk with Allah Ta'ala is not very strong at that time, say, so Allah Pak took my child. Why did he took? So he'll have wrong thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. His yaqeen is not too strong. He'd rather say, hey, the accident, people are not driving too safely and all that. They're drunking, driving and all that. They need to change the road, correct the road and all that. So the blame will be shifted onto different things. Their relationship with Allah Ta'ala will not be affected. So he's not at that level. Kallimun nasa ala qadri yuqulim. There must be some reason
why Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, talk to people according to their levels. Don't talk above the level. Above the level you spoke, now he doesn't have that love for Allah Ta'ala, and you told him, Allah Bak took away your child. He doesn't have that love for Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't have that yaqeen. What's going to happen to his faith? So at other times, well, the roads they need to fix up, why are they driving like this, and you know, they're reckless in the... So his mind will go on to these people's driving rather than Allah Ta'ala. But now, if a person is shifted from there, he's come to a different level of yaqeen. Now for him, it won't be a train smash. It'll be just a motor smash. It won't be a train smash, right? Now look at, you hear that famous hadith of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu and his wife, how she reacted, right? So calm and composed, only one and only child. But in that whole tragedy, everything happened. But it didn't break the calmness. The composure is still absolutely like it were. Huwa askanu ma kan. That's the answer that she gives. And she allows the husband, gives him the food, allows him access everything for the night, make him as comfortable as ever. Then just as he's going for Fajr namaz, then she breaks the news to him. Now he's upset, but why didn't you tell me the whole night? So she understands now, the man comes tired from work, right? He wants two things. He wants to rest, he wants some comfort from the wife. So let me provide all this. Now I want to tell him about the child, then he's not going to eat, nor is he going to rest. So let him be comfortable. You see, ikram a Muslim, now, how ikram works. How ikram works. Now we think ikram only put the person's shoes straight, getting water and all that. Ikram is a very, very comprehensive concept. But we need to understand what this ikram is all about. How to manage at that time. This time, this is what she needs, what he needs. How to work it out. So she had that understanding. Sahabi, obviously, when they saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, understanding was at a different level. As the Shaykh Rahmatullahi lost his one child in infancy. So he didn't show a lot of distress or grief and all that. So Muhammad Ilyas was his uncle. At that time, like he was his Muslim, right? So he should shout him for small things also. So Muhammad Ilyas shouted him, said, your child passed away. No, you're not showing any grief at all. You know, as though it's a happy occasion, the way you're carrying on. So Shaykh Ahmad quoted one chapter from Bukhari Sharif, Tarjamat al-Bab, right? Man lam yuzhir al-gham or something. I can't remember the exact, but man lam yuzhir al-gham in the musiba. That person that doesn't express any gham, any type of distress at the time of calamity, then he quotes the same hadith of Abu Talha radiyallahu anhu. Ilyas Ahmad's one statement was that aapko apni matlab ki hadith bahut jald mil jati hai. Well, these ulama, understanding people, then you can talk freely. You don't feel like holding back. You can say, but now someone takes you very serious, everything they take you, and they misconstrue you, or they say, hey, now what this person is trying to do. Then you feel difficult to talk to that person. Otherwise, it's easy going. You talk about something, he'll take it in the stride, you take it in the stride, and you're moving on. Right. Ilyas Rahman was looking at it from a different angle. إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعُ وَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَمَحْزُونٌ. So, Ilyas Rahman is looking from this angle, and the Shaykh is looking from this angle, مَنْ لَمْ يُزْهِرْ غَمَّ إِنَّ الْمُصِيبَةِ. So both are looking at it from a hadith, but one is looking from one perspective, one is looking from another perspective, and both are right. You can't say that one is right, one is wrong. Right? So anyway, what we are talking about is the Jews, being distracted, right? They're moving off the track. And the Christians moving off the track. Both moved off, right? And the reasons for them moving off the track. Right. And Allah Pak blessed this ummah here that you're still on the track. That you've been blessed with the Jummah. They know that Jummah is the most blessed day. They know it. But they're jealous now. Why were you blessed with this day here? If we didn't get that blessing, you shouldn't have been getting that blessing as well. We lost out. So why y'all got it? How come y'all got it when we lost out? So they are burning because they lost out and we gained. It was to our gain. Because Nabi Sam has taught us that when there is a situation, you don't understand it, but it is sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Then the demographics, the illustrations, the philosophy will come later, will follow afterwards. You won't understand it straight away, you'll understand it afterwards. So you just take it, you know, one piece at a time. Like Musa al-Islam is being advised by Khizr al-Islam. If you're going to be with me, then فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ. Don't ask me anything. The illustrations and the philosophy will come later on. So you don't ask me anything now. See, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى I will tell you the philosophy, I will tell you the demographics, I will tell you the wisdom, but you just maintain your cool. You don't ask anything. So many a times, the plan of Allah is like this, that you just keep quiet, remain silent, just move with the flow, and in time, Allah Ta'ala will tell you what is the wisdom. And I branched off and I said, some people, you can't tell them the wisdom straight away. You can't tell them the exact answer straight away. To break it to them slowly, slowly, gracefully. Right. So Musa alayhi salam is being contacted by this person here, and this person is asking Musa alayhi salam that I must get the knowledge of the unseen. Musa alayhi salam said, no, but this is not right for you. Not an appropriate thing for you. So he's not at that level. When he's not at that level, he can't ask. Even Musa alayhi salam is being told, but you don't ask me about anything until I tell you. So where do you stand a chance? You don't stand a chance. You just keep quiet. You don't ask about these things here. He kept on begging Musa alayhi salam, no, I need to know. I was reading the kitab Ikmal al-Shiyam, you know. It says that as a person comes onto righteousness, right, that he wants to know philosophy, he wants to see beyond what's happening in the next realm. He says that is dangerous for you. If the things of the next realm, they open up to you, that's going to be dangerous for you. Because you will consider that to be your goal. And you will consider that yourself to be a winner because the things of the next realm opened up to you. Now that can be your peril, can be a destruction. What is a blessing for you is your weaknesses open up to you. You begin to understand your weakness. No matter what level you are, but your discrete weakness, all right, your riya here, you were showing here, there was self-gratification and self-admiration here. And here you were thinking too much of yourself, right? You thought too much of yourself. You thought, you know, that you were higher than the rest of everybody else. So these inner discrete faults, they open up to you. This is a blessing. But these inner secrets and mysteries open up to you, whereas you're not complete yet, then this is a destruction, it's a ruin. It can take you off and you can lose out completely. You can get destroyed. It happened to many people in the past, things opened up to them, and then they latched onto that, and either they despised others or they considered themselves to be one above. And both are destruction. Both are destruction. So the blessing is you get to know your weakness. And I was thinking again, there must be a reason why we start off over tasbihat, three tasbihat, subhanallah first. So we're saying Allah Ta'ala, you are free of faults. So what we are saying, we are full of faults. What are we saying? When we're saying subhanallah, what are we saying? Allah Ta'ala, you are free of faults, as well as free of limitations. So we are full of faults. Allah Ta'ala, you forgive us, subhanallah. You are free. You got no, there's no limits. We'll have our limits, we'll have our faults, our weaknesses, and you have no weakness, nothing. So we are full of weaknesses. No matter where we reach, how high we go up, but we'll still have some weakness. Isn't this a weakness that you have to expire at some time? In India, they say, ye expire ho gaya, mar gaya, ye expire ho gaya. So when the person passes away, we say, expire ho gaya. So the fact that you have to expire one day, isn't that a weakness? You got your weaknesses. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has got no expiry date. He is eternal. Always and will be always. Zehn mein baat dar baat nikalti rehti hai, right? The Shaykh Ramtai says that sometimes see, they start you with tasbihat and they ask you to make zikr, Allah, Allah, etc., etc. But he says, the more important, the maqsood is the tasbihat. It's more important, that's the maqsood, and the zikr that you make is just to create an urge for the tasbihat, to create an understanding. Because the tasbihat is mansus. The tasbihat comes from the hadith, comes from the Quran Sharif. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. Or you're reading astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, right? Or you're reading durood sharif. Now these are mansus, these are nas, right? And the other zikrs that they make you, or shagal, make you ask you to make muraqabah or some wazifa, etc. Like I was saying, la'iyya mughni, right? Many mashayikh, they recommend these things here. Yeah? We don't despise, mustn't despise any of the mashayikh. They recommend this. Why they recommend? They understand that many a person is such, okay, until the worldly things, material things are not smooth, then his mind will not be focused. Now, the important thing is to get the focus. One buzurug, tahajjud, is making dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever you're supposed to give it to me, just give it to me cash. No, don't leave it now on account, give it to me cash. So Allah Ta'ala asked him, but don't you have yakin in me that I'm going to give you, I'm the provider? So, no, I have full yakin. If you have the full yakin, then why are you asking? Give it to me cash. So he says to Allah Ta'ala, you know, when I'm standing up for tahajjud, so shaitan injects me with this type of thoughts. Roti ka kya masla hoga? What are you going to do for your living and all that? Tomorrow, today, next day, the rent, what are you going to do? So if you're going to give it to me cash, then I'll leave it one place. And if shaitan ever puts this type of thoughts to my mind, I say, roti yaha par hai. It's all deposited here. So I won't get strayed away with the shaitanic thoughts. So this mashayikh will give you some wazifas, like I say, ya mughni, etc., etc. It's just to help you. It's not the maqsood. The maqsood is this tasbihat. Because that is mansus against these things here. Right? Now sometimes we get into this and we begin to consider the tasbihat to be a little inferior than the actual zikr that we are doing. Right? So this is the actual thing. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata. Every word is from the hadith. It's a tragedy of this day here that na khud samajhte hai aur na kisi samajhdar ki baat ko sunne ke liye taiyar hai. They can't understand things, many people, and they're not prepared to listen to any person of understanding. Now they were to ask, all right, witar namaz and how many rakats? You know, someone hadith is saying 9 rakats, someone is saying 7 rakats. Bhai, who asked you to go and self-study the hadith? And if you wanted to self-study the hadith, look at every hadith on that same chapter, right? Every hadith in the chapter. Then look at the different ulama, what mazhabs they have adopted, what ways they have adopted. He's taken 3, he's taken 1, he's taken whatever. Then look at the reasons for their differences, why he's preferred this, why he's preferred this, and why he's preferred this. Then look for the reasons why of preference. Oh, there are so many contradictory hadiths. So what was the reason of preference? Now, you didn't study this. You looked at one hadith in isolation. Then you're going to ask, but why is this? Now, you were so curious, then the right thing for you to do was to look at everything. And if you don't have the time, then take one thing from someone that is understanding and move on. Now, you don't have the time to look at all this. You don't have the time to learn Arabic and study it properly, understand everything in context. And then you want to answer question and question. You will confuse your mind. So that's why I say most of these translations is not for public consumption. It's not for the consumption. Because you don't have the time to do it. If you have the time, then you won't ask these questions. If you don't have the time, then don't look at all these translations. Then just the kitabs that are recommended to you, by read it straightforward, your mind will be at ease, you'll know the path. Now, you don't know the path and you are confused. So it's a compounded problem you've got. The problem has become compound. It become compound because you went into a thing that you could not handle yourself. So the simple thing is by what you can understand, what you can digest, take that much and move on. And if you've got the capacity, you've got the appetite for all this, then look at it thoroughly. You can look at it thoroughly, then you'll have no problems. But you don't have the appetite, you don't have the capacity, then why must you go and experiment? Why must you show that I'm clever, I can see it, and I got a sight, and I got intelligence? Why must you do that? You know you don't have it. So Musa alayhi salam discouraged this person, don't ask these type of questions. He kept on insisting, no, I must know, I must know. And Musa alayhi salam made dua for him. So he made dua for him. Now he saw that his horse is going to die. 100,000 rands, very expensive, very experienced, trained, well-trained, 100,000 rand, that he's going to die. So he says, now, Musa alayhi salam and this ulama, Buzurgan, Anbiya, they're very, very great people. But they don't know about dunya and all, you know. They don't know. See now, I know about this thing, yeah. Now, he's going to die in 2 weeks' time, so let me take you to the marketplace, go and sell that thing. So I recovered my money. Now, imagine if I didn't know this, then I would have been lost in the arrears for 100,000. Now, I know about this thing. See now, I'm one ahead. So they are very great, but they don't know too much about dunya and all that. They don't know it. So now I know about it. See, what a luck I struck here. Now, after some time, then he sees that his cow that was giving milk, that thing is going to die. So milking cow is an expensive commodity, very expensive. That's the whole house sometimes runs just on the cow that you've got. In India, one cow is giving about 20 liters of milk every day. So now you can imagine how much it's bringing to the house. So he went and sold that thing, got another 70,000 rand for that. Again, he says, you know, these people, Anbiya are very great, awliya, ulama, but they don't know about dunya, the haqiqat of dunya, they don't know these things here. Anyway, he sold that thing, he got the 170, say, hey, I'm ahead now, you know, I'm not in a, see, I know about the unseen now. Said, see what happened to me now. All right. Everything is squared up. Now he sees that after tu mar jayega, you're going to die now. When he saw this, that you're going to die, now he's helpless because he can't go and sell himself. He could sell the horse, he could sell, the cow he could sell, but in order to save the loss, he couldn't go and sell himself. What is he going to do now? So he comes to Musa Sam. Now Musa Sam reversed the dua now. So now the dua is not going to be reversed. But then why this thing happened to me, he's asking. So Musa Sam is telling him, you see, Allah Pak wanted, his decision was that some calamity should come to your house. So you shifted it from the horse. You got to know about it, you shifted it, went on to the cow, right? And it got shifted from the cow, so it had to fall somewhere. Now, the only person that's going to be the recipient of this loss is yourself. You have to face it now. So what I'm saying, shariat, then you get haqiqat. Shariat, tariqat, then you get haqiqat. Now, sometimes the mysteries of things. This is just an example. The mysteries of things you get to know now. Like namaz now. You're doing the normal obligation. Then Allah Pak opens it up from a different dimension. See this namaz and what it is doing for you. Or you see namaz from a different dimension. Before you're looking at namaz, alright, it's just a formality and whatever. Now you look at it from a different dimension altogether. It's like, you know, when you were a child, right? So that's basic readers, right? David and Goliath, whatever. Small readers they had, right? So when we are children, they gave us those readers, we understood those stories. But as you grow up in age 30, 40, now you look into the moral. I see, this is the moral of the story. This is the lesson that they are passing on. At that age, you were too small to digest the moral. What is the lesson that is being passed? You were too small, too naive to get that. So now you're in age, you mature, you've seen life, you see how people behave, etc. Now you begin to catch the moral, understand or at the depths of the story, this is the moral. So your intelligence, your maturity has grown, and that has grown, now they are telling or do it like this. See, our Buzuganadin, they kept on saying, listen to your elders, or aapko haqeeqat baad mein maloom ho jayegi. You'll get to know everything else afterwards. I heard Mullah Sayyid Khan Sabram saying that when the Jamaat work just started, so he was sent with the Jamaat to somewhere Lahore, right? No, the Jamaat was sent to Lahore. But Ilyas Sabram Rahmatullahi, he was afraid now, Jamaat work is just new, so they mustn't do it wrong. A lot of people are going out, so they must be some type of a backup service to go and see now how they are doing the work. They must not go off the tangent. They must be on course. There's new people are being recruited and they're going out. So if they're on the tangent, then it's moving on right. But they went off now. We're saying something and they're saying something else. So just as a double check, he should send a follow-up jamaat to go and see now what they're doing. You see. So Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib was sent as a follow-up, as a backup. The jamaat is already sent to Lahore. So in the jamaat, there was one person who had an uncle in Lahore. So we pitched up in Lahore some late part of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning. So because he had an uncle, that uncle received us. And so we slept. So it was normal for him. It was normal, obvious for him to ask now, right, what came here, can I help you out? What's the reason for coming here? He left Delhi, came right here. So in the morning, as we were having breakfast, so uncle started this discussion, you know, came here for, say, tabligh. All right, came with tabligh and dawat. So now, the question that the uncle asked, now is new, tabligh is still new, 1940s now. Very new. And so the uncle asked, all right, Delhi mein sab musalman ho gaye ki yahan tabligh karne ke liye aaye. Everybody has accepted Islam in Delhi that you came here to Lahore. So Sayyid Khan Sahib says, you see, Bari Azzaji, Ilyas Sahib says that when this type of a talk comes up, then just keep quiet, talk about something else. So we didn't, nobody answered this one. Just left it at that. Anyway, then around, like how you have 9 o'clock, half past 9, you have Talim time, right? So in the masjid, there was Talim at around 9 o'clock. And this uncle had pulled in also into the Talim session. Now, I had been conducting the Talim because I was sent by Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullahi, so I will manage the Jamaat now, wherever they need a little bit of direction. So I began to explain, open up the Dawat work. I explain now that how it works and why we sent here and how this Dawat work operates. You know. So anyway, that whole thing ended. Now, because we were still hosted by the uncle, so the uncle at the lunch now is telling us, you know, I asked you that question, in the breakfast time I asked you that question, that Delhi mein sab musalman ho gaye, ke Lahore mein tabligh karne ke liye aaye. And you know, conveniently you went off the topic, you know, just changed the topic and you carried on. And I didn't say anything, I didn't want to cut you, right? Because that man was also an educated person, so he knew this person is just turning it off. But now, you explain the whole thing, why it is like this, and what's the hikmat, what's the wisdom, all that. Now my mind is accepting it. And I say, his uncle is saying, that I think it was a blessing that you didn't give me the answer in the morning. And he's giving the reason, he says. Say, because meri tabiyat us waqt difa ke upar tha. My heart was on the attack at the time. Whatever you're going to say, I'm going to attack you, I'm going to bulldoze you down. So I wouldn't have accepted you. But now my mind was relaxed, our minds are calm, everything is gone off now. Now we're listening to the whole thing in a different session. So now my mind is more receptive now. At that time my mind wasn't receptive. Whatever you're going to say at that time, I would have just bulldozed you, just attacked you. See, now there's many things like this. If we just listen, take from our elders and carry on. The philosophy, the wisdom of it, you will understand after some time. Now, we're not supposed to be pretending like I know everything and I can understand everything. I'm too intelligent, I can read between the lines. But it's all that's in its place. But maturity comes with time. It doesn't come immediately. This is one of the greater problems of this age. That there may be a lot of information, people may know a lot of things, but that maturity is not there. Maturity, thareel, what they say, you know, that very mature, composed understanding, that is not in the tabiat. So anyway, we're talking of this ayat, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا. And I don't know which direction we turn off. From where to where? Kahan se kahan pahunch gaya. So Allah Pak is saying, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ. Every denomination has got a direction of prayer. Christians, they face the east. Right? And Jews, they face Masjid al-Aqsa in their prayer. Right? I was telling you that hadith which says that why they hate you. So one of the reasons is because of the Jummah. You've been selected for the Jummah. That is the day, Sayyidul Ayyam. The head of the whole week is the Jummah, right? So when Jummah is the head of the whole week, so they are burning, why did you get accepted for the Jummah and why we got left out? So if we got left out, you all should also be left out. Why you all got it? Why we got left out? So that's one reason why they are jealous of you. And the second reason why they're jealous of you is this, is the actual direction in prayer is the Baytullah, Kaaba Sharif. Now that we got left out from Baytullah, we went to Masjid al-Aqsa, and we got left out from the Baytullah. So why we got left out? Why you got accepted for the Baytullah? They know it. Inna awwala bayti wudi alinnas, the first home. That was the original Qibla, the original direction. So when that was the original direction, why you all got it and why we got left out? So that was the second reason why they're so jealous of you, they're so envious of you. And this ummah, like I say, the blessings of this ummah is, they say, sami'na wa ta'ana. We listen, we obey. We don't ask. Our understanding, our mind is like a peanut. How so small, where we can understand so much of philosophy and wisdom. So small mind, can't take it. Allah will open us slowly, open up to us whenever it is right. And whenever our minds can take things, Allah will give it to us. But for the timing, just listen, just carry on. Child is in the kindergarten, and the ustad is teaching, Appa is teaching the child that Alif is written like this, and Ba is written like this. Now if the child turns around to the ustad and to the Appa and says, Appa, but why is the Alif not written like Ba, and why is the Ba not written like Alif? What will the Appa say? Appa said, you know, you just carry on now. When you in matric or when you become a doctor, you understand these things yourself. Because there's no explanation to it. Can the Appa give any logical explanation to this? Can they give any logical explanation you can give to it? She knows she's just going to break head with this child here. She listens to the child, but you just listen to this. One day you become a doctor and a specialist. One day then you'll understand all these things here. Right, it's too intricate for me and for you also. So you just carry on. Right? So there's a lot of things in life. At the beginning, you just carry on. With the passage of time, maturity of intelligence, brains, etc., things will open up, things will unravel. Why must we complicate? Why must we pretend like we know everything? Or we got the right to know everything? It's my democratic right, I must know everything. That you can tell Zuma, democratic right. But Allah, nobody can say. Allah, nobody can say that. You don't have to vote for Allah to be there. Zuma needs your votes, right? You got the right to ask him. But Allah, does Allah need you? He doesn't need you. But he doesn't need you to vote for him. Whether you vote or not, he's your Allah Ta'ala. Your thing, your work is just say, Sami'na wa ata'ana. Allah, we listen and we obey. And our shortcomings, you forgive. Ghufranaka Rabbana. We'll have mistakes. Our whole day and our whole persons will be filled with mistakes, problems, shortcomings, weaknesses. We don't want to claim at any time that anything of ours is right. Full of mistakes we are. Full, whether it's namaz, whatever it is, what we got mistakes. We're not doing it how we're supposed to be doing it. As Muhammad Ilyas Sahib used to say, Qiyamat ke roz, jab hisab shuru hoga, banda ki ek namaz bhi, ek rakat bhi, Allah Ta'ala ke shan ke muafiq to nahi hoga. When that hisab will start off, you won't find one rakat of anybody being equal to the majesty and the glory of Allah Ta'ala. Can anybody say it's in conformity with His majesty and glory? So why must we pretend like that? No, I'm perfect. I need no. I got deficiencies. I got weaknesses, and I will remain weak. And I just need to understand that I must remain in my place. Don't jump. Remain in my place. This is the knowledge I must understand. This is what is told to me. Let me just carry on like this. وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا. Right. So, each denomination has got a direction in prayer. And they're so firmly rooted on their direction that وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِئِنْ قِبْلَتَهُمْ وَمَا بَعْدُهُمْ بِتَابِئِنْ قِبْلَتَ بَعْدٍ. Come what may, they're not going to listen to you, you're not going to listen to them. They're rooted in their ways, you rooted in your way, you're not going to listen to them, they're not going to listen to them. And so much, so, وَذَيْنَ تَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ. every proof you in the book, you show it to them, they don't want to listen to you. So you don't break head any longer. Huwa muwalliya fastabiqul khairat. Now, apne kaam karo. What is this verse saying? Apna kaam karo. They're not going to listen to you, you're not going to listen to them. So then what you must do? Now you're going to get into a discussion, you're going to get into a wrangling and controversy, you're going to get anything out of it. You're not going to get, nothing is forthcoming. So fastabiqul khairat. Then now you must then compare with each other, like in a race, how you will compare with each other in good works. Fastabiqul khairat. I must be even more good. He made ikram, I must make better ikram. This person here, when the family relationship is cut off, he is the first to join up. I must be ahead of him. This person here, he gets up for tahajjud. I must be ahead of him. So let me try and excel. He's like this, so let me try and excel. How can I excel? How can I compete? How can I compare in good works? This is the thing that you're supposed to be striving in. Not in this controversy, argument, discussion. What's the thing? In the controversy, in the discussion, and big argument. So what are you going to get? In the madrasa, they have to teach this thing here because it's part of the curriculum, right? You need to know the reason why you adopted a certain way. So to a certain extent, they teach you these things here. But then this must be just left to the madrasa. You can't go and advertise it and market it to the whole public now that Rafa Yadin is because of this 10 reasons. It's not for public consumption. It is just for the classroom, and just leave it confined to the classroom. Don't extend it beyond the classroom. Now, this controversy, discussions and all that, then we bring it out and then we have to, why is Alim doing this? Then we have to say someone and hurl abuse, insult, disgrace. We don't show the respect. So, hamara koi fayda hua. When we got into this controversy and discussion, did we get any benefit? What happened was after that, we began to disrespect. We lost out, and we lost out wholesale because the respect went out of our lives. Abu Buzuganadin say that if you see, if any person was outstanding in his respect, ikram towards an alim, then his child will become an alim. And if his child doesn't become an alim, his grandchild will definitely become an alim. But provided he is respectful, he is good, he shows manners, etc., then his child will definitely be a leader in deen. Right? And if his child is not a leader, then his grandchild will be. Right? So now, we're getting into this thing what we're not supposed to be getting, and in the process, we are losing our respect. Right? And I extend it even a little bit more. Not only the ulama, but those that are dispensing hidayat, right? Whether in the form of jamaat, whatever, whichever way, but people are benefiting from them in dini respects, right? In the dini respects, people are benefiting from them, that respect them all, especially those that are senior. And again, I must tell you that they will have mistakes, like you have mistakes. They will have mistakes in the day of Qiyamah, like Allah will forgive you, will forgive them also. Or do you have any preferential treatment, Allah will only forgive you and not forgive them? That was a Jewish belief. That we are a select group. Allah Pak mercy is only with us. That was the Jew. And the Christian. We are a very exclusive group. We have exclusive rights to Jannat. So have you got exclusive rights to forgiveness? So Allah Pak will forgive you, will forgive them. So why are you making a story? Someone made a mistake. All right, it's a mistake. We don't follow the mistake. But that doesn't mean now we must forget all the good the person did. Maybe he was in Jamaat in 20, 30 years. And so many people had taken benefit out of him. All right, he made some blues here and there. So we don't make it a song. Oh, as an alim, so many years of service he has provided. Right? Now he made some blues, genuine blues he's made. We don't make all this an issue and forget all the good. Right? We will not follow him in the wrong. But that doesn't mean we must forget all the good that he has contributed and he has served. So many years of good. Forget all the good and just talk about this one single mistake. Is that fair, I say? So Allah Pak is asking us, don't wrangle, don't get into this controversy, this argument, this debate. Know what is right and move on. But don't get into this. Like I say, you're going to get into this, you will compromise your respect. When you compromise your respect, you lose out. More than him losing out, then you lose out. Because when you compromise your respect, right, then what's going to happen? You're going to step the mark. overstepped the mark. You see, I did this. Yeah, he did this also. But hey, the stupid, why he did this? So one, two things what you said perhaps was right. But then you overstepped the mark. When you overstepped the mark, now you are guilty more than he is guilty. You know, in the presence of, I don't know if it was Hasan Basri or Sufyan Thawri, whoever it was. But someone spoke out against Hajjaj bin Yusuf. All right, we know he's a zalim of the ummah. So many thousands of people he killed, right? Incorrectly. So this great muhaddis alim, he spoke out and he said, on the day of Qiyamah, as Allah Ta'ala will call Hajjaj to be accounted, he'll call you to be accounted as well. Hajjaj for his wrongs. And if you had overstepped the mark in talking about the wrongs of Hajjaj, then it's not that because he committed so much of wrongs, then he is now, he can be experimented anyway. Anybody can talk about him. To the extent of his wrong, you spoke, it's all right. Because this is a wrong he did, and you spoke about him to the extent of his wrong. Beyond that, now you will be accountable. That you spoke about him beyond the wrong that he has done. Now he'll be accountable to the extent of the wrong that he did. But you spoke about him beyond the wrong that he had done. Now you, Allah will hold your neck for that. So isme koi fayda hua. You made that as a discussion, made that as a topic, leave that now. Get into work. So what is the work? First, tabiqul khairat. Get into good works, righteous works. See how I can compete, how I can excel. Don't have to look at the person, how he's doing, but excel. He's reading more Quran, say, if you try and read something, it's more ikhlas, he's more tolerant, right? Someone abuses him, insults him, he doesn't worry. I say this quite often, and this is becoming quite apparent. I say this just because of the little I had read up, but now it's becoming so common that the person who's very safe, very careful of his tongue, and eyes also, but more careful of his tongue. Generally, it's an experience. I haven't come across the hadith, but it's an experience, right? He dies very smoothly. The death goes very easy. But any person that died very smoothly, easily, went, and you know, good signs. I mean, what the person has earned, Allah knows, because that's a ghaib. That we can't say, right? But going smooth, you've got a relationship with the tongue, somewhat to the eyes, but more to the tongue. That you're very careful of the use of the tongue. And Allah Pak assures you a good death, an easy, comfortable death. So why must we lose out? Why must we get into someone else's life, problems, fight, controversies, waste our time? And where we need to invest our time, we're not investing the time. We need to know our mistakes, correct our mistakes, try and bring some Islah, reformation, betterment. But instead of doing all this here, we're going to look at someone else's mistakes. So na mara fayda hua, na uska fayda hua. But it's possible that he got some fayda, because perhaps we overstepped the mark. We overstepped the mark, now your sawab is being shifted to him. Allah Pak tawfiq naseeb kare.